You're listening to WWBC Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
You are now tuned in with the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis Watkins. Please stay tuned at the end of the program for more information. Now here is Apostle Curtis J. Watkins.
Well, praise God. Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. We are rejoicing in it. We are glad in it. We thank you for another time and another opportunity that you're tuning into the radio broadcast. It's about time for your miracle. No matter what you're in, no matter what you're looking at, no matter what you're facing, guess what? It's time for your miracle. It's time for you to come up, come out, and come through. We just thank God for you today. We thank God for how God allowed this radio station to bring us into your cars, into your house. And by the way, a Cypress audience, I want you to know God is still good. I want you to know, no matter what it looks like, what it feels like, I want you to know you are able to come through it. Amen. It's not because you're in it, you're being punished. It's not because you just can't seem to come out of it, you're being punished. I want you to know God is still on your side and he's working it out for you. Come on, hallelujah. Hold your head up high. Be of good courage. Come on, because he's still working on your behalf. You may not feel him all the time. You may not see him all the time, but he's still working on your behalf behind the scene. Just trust him when you can't trace him. He's still God, and besides him, there is no other God. Once again, we want to thank God for you tuning into the radio broadcast. It's about time for your miracle. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's go to the throne of grace. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for another time, another opportunity. We thank you now how you have kept us throughout the night, kept the blood running warm in our veins, the activity of our limbs. We thank you that we rose this morning and we closed in our right minds, Father. And we thank you because you started us on our daily occupation earlier this morning, Father. And we thank you and we give you glory. We thank you for touching each and every one right now, Father, on the other side of the dial, Father, on the other side of Cypress audience, Father. We thank you right now, Father God, that every need will be met in their lives. Nothing missing, nothing lacking, nothing broken, Father. And we give you glory and we give you honor in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Listen, I want to take time out now to give God praise and give him thanks for you, you, and you again from joining into the radio broadcast. Coming from the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, 1219 South Street, located in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida, where yours truly is the pastor and founder, Apostle Dr. Curtis Watkins. I want you to hold your head up high. I want you to know God is able to see you through. Come on, we want to give a good God bless you shout out to our Lake Lady. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you, Evangelist Dr. Benita Watkins. Praise God. God bless you to our church mothers. Amen. Hallelujah. To our elders. Amen. Prophetesses. All of the evangelists there at the Power of Faith Healer and Deliverance Temple. I want in the congregation. I want you to know God is good. Listen. Get ready for tonight. 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 We are starting our holy convocation. Amen. We will all go from June the 12th all the way to June the 18th. You don't want to miss these services during tonight. Starting on tonight. Praise our God. Again, we'll be in our holy convocation. We look to see some of you. Come be with us. Amen. Some of you that never been there, you're invited. Come be with us this week in our holy convocation. We'll go all the way from the 12th to the 18th, and it will close out Sunday morning. Sunday morning at 11 o'clock, it will close out. Holy convocation will close out. It's going to be phenomenal. Amen. God is going to do something. Amen. They will be celebrating their pastor's apostle birthday. Praise our God. Hallelujah. God has been good to me. I'm looking forward to seeing some of you all there. Hallelujah. God is going to have his way, and we are going to allow him to have his way. So come be with us. Amen. This week, again, Holy Convocation starts tonight at 1219 South Street. Praise our God. Hallelujah. I want to see you there. Praise God. 7 o'clock. We'll be there in the house, amen, waiting for a move of God, waiting to hear what God has to say. I want to see you there. Come on, come be with us. Praise our God. Amen. Hallelujah. We want to thank God for those of you that travel this week, departed this week with us. Amen. Down with, to Melbourne, to Miracle Revival Healing Deliverance Center. Praise our God. With Apostle Dr. Elizabeth Haywood. Amen. And on Thursday night, oh my God, it was something in the place down there. The Holy Ghost swept and swept through there, and he moved. And we want to thank all of you that came out from that area, all up from West Palm Beach area. We thank God for you that came up and joining the service with us. God did a work in that place on Thursday night. Then we traveled all the way down to Daytona with Bishop Richard Williams. Oh, it's still Gail Williams. Praise our God. Prophet Shante is at World Survivors. Oh my God. God moved in that place on Friday night. Yes, he did. Healed bodies. Raised them up. Raised Overseer Gail up. I'm telling you, I know God was in the place and he moved. Praise our God. I want you to be of good courage because God is still on the throne. He's still healing. He's still delivering. Come on, yes, he's still saving. We must hold our heads up high, knowing that God can do exactly what he say he's going to do. He will do it, but we got to believe him. We got to believe him. Why? Because his word is his bond, and his bond is his word. Just hold on, hold on, hold on, because he's still on the throne. Again, we want to thank all of you from being with us and seeing what, you know, and seeing the move of God. And seeing what God has to say, hearing what God has to say to us in this hour. I want to encourage your hearts again as I come on Mondays and Fridays to do, to encourage your hearts, to let you know that God is able to see you through. No matter what it is, no matter what is going on, God is able to see you through. Hold your head up high. Listen, we're in the midst of a great turnaround. Things are going to turn around for you. You got to hold your head up high. You can't be afraid. Hallelujah. We know that God can. And we know that he will. Hallelujah. Stay. He will be with you no matter what. He'll be with you. I want you to be of good courage again today. He'll be with you in the midst of, excuse me, in the midst of what you're in. Hold your head up high. He's with you. All right. Come on. I want you to go to the Word of God to encourage your hearts again. This is Apostle Dr. Curtis Watkins, pastor and founder of Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, 1219 South Street. Just in case you have never tuned into the radio broadcast, just in case you have never been in a cyber audience, this is Apostle Dr. Curtis Watkins. Share, tag, let somebody know there's a word coming from the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple. Praise God with God. To do what? Hallelujah. To let you know there is hope. To let you know God got you. To let you know that he's able to do a signal above all you think or ask. But you got to do what? Trust him. You got to trust him when you don't see him. You got to trust him when you don't feel him. You got to trust God. Come on. Hallelujah. The word of God says, you know, tell us not to do what? Lean not to our own understanding. In all our ways, do what? Acknowledge him. And he'll do what? Direct our path. You got to acknowledge God. You got to acknowledge him. When you can't even see, you got to acknowledge him. When you can't hear, you got to acknowledge him. He's still God. He's still Jehovah Jireh. He's still our provider. He's still Jehovah Shabbat. He's still the God that can, a God that will. We must believe him and take him at his word. Hallelujah. Remember what the Bible says about Abraham. Abraham staggered not at the promises of God through unbelief. Come on, you got to believe him. Hallelujah, you got to take him at his word. If God said it, he's going to do it. If God spoke something to you, he's going to bring it to pass. Praise our God. Through the storm, through the rain, God is going to do exactly what he say he's going to do. Somebody need to tell somebody. Come on, tag and share. Somebody need to call somebody and tell somebody, turn on the radio. Turn on the radio. Apostle Watkins is on the air and he's talking words of encouragement. I know you're going through. You need to hear this. I know you're going through. There's a word to bring you out. Praise our God. Yeah, what station that is? It's WWBC. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on. You got to know it is what he said is. Hallelujah. On 47. You got to know he's good. You got to know he's able to do it. Come on, somebody. Come on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He'll bring you out if you trust him. He'll bring you out. If you lean not to your own understanding, he will bring you out. Knowing that he can and knowing that he will. God can do it right now. If you believe him, if you trust him, he'll bring you out. Yes, he will. He will. Come on. Lean not to your own understanding today. Trust him. Trust him. You say, well, Apostle, I'm going through so much, I don't know what to do. I'm telling you what to do. Lean not to your own understanding. Give it over to the Lord, and he will bring you out. He will make a way out of no way for you. Hallelujah. Stand still in the midst of what you're in and see what? See the salvation of the Lord. Stand still and know that he is God. Be still and know that he's God. Be still and give him the praise. Be still and give him the glory. Be still and do what? Just acknowledge him and say, God, I give it to you. I give it to you. Come on. But let me go here. Right here. I want to say this right here. In the book of Romans, the 12th chapter, praise our God. He said, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies. That ye present your bodies a living sacrifice. Hallelujah, that you present your body a living sacrifice, which is your reasonable service. Your reasonable service. Your service. This is what you got to do. Present your body a living sacrifice. Ah, come on here. Turn away from all things that's not like God. Turn away from everything that's not like God. And God, I will follow you. I'm following you. This is what Paul was saying here. Come on. Present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto the Lord, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world. Be not conformed to this world. Come on. We are in the world, but we are not of the world. Come on, somebody. We don't look like the world. We don't talk like the world. We don't think like the world. We don't do the things of the world. That's what the scripture said. Be not conformed to this world. Come on. But be what? Be ye transformed by the renewing of our mind. We got to do what? Our mind have to be renewed. We got to where our old thinking, where we used to think old, now that we are new creatures in Christ, now we must think. Come on here. We must think the things of God. Come on. We must walk the things like God. We must talk like him. Come on here. Be not conformed to this world. We don't do it like the world do. We won't handle like the world handle. But we are handled through the things, through the hands of God. Come on, we'll be in peace. We'll be in joy. Where we used to be worried and fearful and upset, now we're walking by faith and we believe God and we take God at his word. We take God at his word. Come on, I take God at his word. Why? Because his word is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. And it changes not because we're going through some things where I used to handle it again like that. I'm not handling it like that no more. Because why? I'm in a new place. I'm a new creature. Come on. So I wouldn't handle it the way I used to handle it, where I used to go off, where I used to just say, now, right now, I'm in peace. I'm in my peaceful place. I'm in my joyful place. Why? Because now that I'm a new creature, now that I've come into the knowledge and the understanding, come on, where I used to go off, and I don't have to go off like that no more, where I used to just couldn't take nothing. Now I can take. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. So it said, be not conformed to this world. Be not conformed to this world. Oh my goodness. But be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Come on. That ye may prove with that which is good and acceptable. And acceptable. You got to know with everything in you. everything. God is not accepting. Come on. He's not accepting that. It's no excuse. Now that I know, now that you know, come on. So what we got to do is walk in the truth. Walk in and prove that which is of God and not of man. Come on here. Hallelujah. He says this, for I said, through the grace given unto me by every man that we do that is of you, not to do what? Think himself. You can't think yourself above something else. You can't think that. Because God has given us everything we need. Excuse me. We're not above of anything else. We can't think ourselves highly above anything else. We're what God made us to be. Because now we are new creatures. Old things are passed away. And behold, all things come new. Now, now what I do is I walk. I walk in God. I talk in God. I rest in God. I give God the praise for what he is doing. Come on. You got to trust God at any given situation. Because why? Now he's in us. You're in him. So what we do is, come on. He said, lay aside every weight and the sin that does what so easily beset him. And let him do what? Run this race with patience. So now I'm new now. I've got to lay this stuff aside because I'm presenting my body. I'm presenting my body as a living sacrifice. I want to be holy and I want it to be acceptable. So I have to do this. Come on. So that I'll be able to do well. Walk in the newness of God. That I'll be able to walk in the peace of God. That I'll be able to rest in the peace of God. And walk in the joy of God. The things of God. So now I've got to do this. Present my body. I've got to do this. I've got to give it to him. Come on. When you present something to somebody, you're just not going to present anything to him. You're going to get the best, and you're going to make sure that it's right. So now I present my body unto you, God, that you may get the glory, that you may get the honor. Come on. Hallelujah. And I want you to know, when you do this, when you do that, you're giving him everything. When you submit, when you surrender, when you say, Lord, here am I. Come on. You giving yourself over to God for his glory, for his use. Come on. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I want you to know God can do it if you do what? Submit yourself unto him. Come on. Come unto me. He said, come unto me, all ye that are labor and heavy laden, and I'll do what? I'll give you rest. So I'm presenting my body. God, have your way. Use me. Come on. That's what you're saying, Father. Come on. When you submit to prayer, when you submit to his study, his word, come on. You're committing your body to him that he may get more in you. This is what the word do when we study the word. Come on here. It helps us. It helps us internal. Come on here. So when we face something throughout internal, outside of the world, outside of the body here, hallelujah, the word is in us. Come on here. Because he said, I'll never leave you, nor will I forsake you. And then again, I tell you, he said, acknowledge me in all the ways, and he will direct your path. So I want you to know today, if we submit according to the word of God here, hallelujah, therefore my brethren, come on here, he's talking to us, hallelujah, I proceed by the mercies of God that ye present your bodies, your bodies as a living sacrifice. Come on, is your all on the altar? Is your all on the altar today? Come on, hallelujah. I'm reminded when he asked Abraham, hallelujah, to take Isaac, his only son, will he be a sacrifice? And Isaac, he didn't stumble. He waited so long for the promise of the son. Then he turned around and asked him about, will you sacrifice your son for me? But he already knew, God already knew he was going to have a ram in the bush. But he was just trying to be his obedience. Come on, your obedience play a great part in being on the sacrifice, on the altar, presenting your body. God, the original church used to sing a song, my body belonged to God. My whole body belonged to God. My hands, my eyes, they were the name on the things that belonged to God. Hallelujah. All you got to do is just give it over to God. All you got to do is just trust God. All you got to do is allow God to have his way. Come on, somebody. When you submit yourself to him, when you submit your ways to him, when you submit your thoughts to him, not my will, not my thoughts, but Lord, let my thoughts become your thoughts. Let my will become your will. I'm reminded of Jesus when he went to the garden and he began to pray. Hallelujah. He began to pray before he went. This is a bitter cup. But he said, nevertheless, not my will, but thine will be done. He submitted himself to the Father. Come on. And that's what we got to do to him. We got to submit ourselves to him. We got to present our bodies as a living sacrifice. Come on. So that men, dying men, women, boys, and girls that don't know Jesus, they can see Jesus through us and be reconciled to the Father through Jesus in us. So we got to become the sacrifice. We got to hold our peace. We got to let our light show shine so that men, women, boys, and girls can see him in us and he be glorified and Satan be horrified. Come on, somebody. I want you to know today, I come to encourage your hearts. I come to let you know that there is hope beyond what you're in, no matter what it looks like. But you got to do it. You got to present your body. We must go through. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivered them out of all. You got to know without a shadow of a doubt that the God we serve, he's able to perform it. He's able to bring you out. He's able to heal you. He's able to set you free. Come on, you got to know it without a shadow of a doubt. Stand in here. I'm not saying hang in here, because the word of God never told us to hang in here. He says stand. Therefore, having done all, stand. Come on. Having on, he gave us the equipment. Having on the blessed plate of righteousness. Having on the helmet of salvation. Take it to us, the sword of the Spirit. Come on. And having our loins girded about with truth, and having our feet shod with the preparation of gospel of peace. We got everything we need to stand to present our bodies as a living sacrifice. We got everything we need. We're well covered. We're well covered. You're well covered today. Praise God. And you got to hold on to the horns of the altar. You got to stand firm in your faith. Stand firm in your belief. Stand firm today and present your body as a living sacrifice, holy unto the Lord. Holy, not half, but holy. Thank you, Jesus. I want you to know today, you can make it, my brother. You can make it today, my sister. You can make it today, mother or father. You can make it. Because who? Why? Because who lives? Jesus. And why? Because Jesus said, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. Come on. You can do it. If it's living right, you can do it. If it's talking right, you can do it. And it's sung right. I think about the late Dr. Maddie Moss Clark. If it's living right, she said in the song, I can do it. If it's walking right, I can do it. If it's talking right, I can do it. Through Christ, that what strengthens me. Through Christ, that strengthens you. You're not alone. You can make it. You shall make it. You will make it. I come to encourage you today. Come on. You can do this. We can present our bodies a living sacrifice. It ain't hard. I love this life I live. I don't live it by myself, but I live it now through Jesus Christ. Come on. I love this life I live through him. This life is the best life. When I'm presenting my body, when you're presenting your body, this is the best life you can ever live, choose to live. Come on, somebody. Glory to God. Tag, share. Let somebody know. Oh, boy. There's a word. call some neighbor, call somebody. In the words of a great friend of mine celebrating her birthday today, Pastor Tyson, Shirley Tyson, tell a neighbor, tell a friend, tell a neighbor, tell a friend about this great, great God, this big God, this great God that we serve. He's able to do a scene of all we think or ask. My time is getting close. My time is getting close. Pretty soon the engineer gonna come and tell me my time is getting close and I'm gonna have to leave. But guess what? I often say this. I have to get up from behind this mic and come off Cypress audience. But he'll never leave you, nor will he forsake you. He'll be with you no matter what it is. He will be with you. Oh, see, yeah, I told you, I got my warning. I got 2 minutes to get it off WWBC. And the radio station is 94.7. We're going to get it after a while because we're switching over. You can tune into that one. Tune into that one. You'll get it. 94.7 on your AM dial. FM dial. FM dial. We're switching over. We'll be back on it. Come on. I want you to be of good courage today. Hold your head up high. You can make it through it. Why? Because who's on your side? If God be for you, who could be against you? No weapon that form against you shall prosper. And he'll give you strength. And he'll hold you again until Friday. Same station. Same time. 9:30 to 10. You'll be tuning in with Apostle Dr. Curtis Watkins, the Power of Faith, Healing and Deliverance Temple, 1219 South Street, located in the beautiful city of Titusville. Guess what? He said, it's about time for your miracle. 1 minute, it's about time for your miracle. Listen, again, join us this week. This week in a holy convocation starts tonight, going all the way from Monday till Sunday, 12th through the 18th. You don't want to miss it. We're going to see you in the move of God. God bless you.
You have been listening to the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, located at 1219 South Street, Titusville, Florida, 32781. If you would like to contact us or reach us or come to fellowship with us, our morning worship services start at 10 o'clock with corporate prayer. Worship service is at 11 o'clock. An evening service will commence 6 o'clock, corporate prayer, and 7 o'clock p.m. will be our worship service. You're also invited to come and worship with us on Tuesdays, which is our Bible study, our Bible encounter, at 7 o'clock p.m. Also, we have an hour of prayer on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. And Friday will be our evangelistic services at 7 p.m. You are welcome to come and fellowship with us. You also can send us in prayer requests to P.O. Box 65, Titusville, Florida, 32781. Thank you for tuning in to the Power of Faith, Healing, and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis J. Watkins, Pastor and Father.